from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
At the end, it was either going to be Steelers or 49ers or Brandon Ayuk. The Steelers didn't have a receiver. They were never going to trade Pickens. Didn't have a receiver to trade the 49ers. They couldn't do a deal. This makes sense for him to stay in San Francisco. Did they pay him a little more than they wanted? Obviously, they did. But they also now get a very, very good player back on the roster.
Ian Rappaport on the Brandon Ayuk saga, which is over. I would argue, this is a controversial take, not really, that Ayuk became more of a household name by doing this. Don't more people now know?
Yes.
He's one of the best receivers in football?
Absolutely.
You might not have known. I mean, Deebo Samuel had more name recognition with the Niners for the last however many years.
So he was sixth on his offense, seventh on his offense, in terms of like name recognition.
Maybe.
Trent Williams, Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, George Kittle.
The quarterback of the month.
Purdy.
Maybe third or fourth.
Sixth.
Maybe third or fourth on name recognition, but he's one of the best receivers in football, and he just got paid like it. 4 years, $120 million.
He's in the 2020 draft.
Yeah, first round pick.
So that's the Jefferson year.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because I did see a tweet yesterday that maybe it was from a Browns. No, it was from a Denver person that – we really don't talk enough about that the Broncos passed on CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, and Brandon Ayuk to draft Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
The only thing is, though, at the time, like, Jerry Jeudy was not a reach.
No, he was thought to be the best receiver in the draft.
Right. So, like, nobody sniffed at him being the top guy.
No.
He also, actually, he wasn't the top guy.
No, because Ruggs.
Ruggs was the
Henry
top
Ruggs
guy.
Went first.
Yep. And then Rager was the other first-round receiver.
Yeah, Rager was the one.
You did have a couple of bad picks that year.
803-0550. It's another team investing big money in receiver. You have two kinds of teams that are investing big money in, I guess two to me, there are two types of teams. Teams investing big money in receiver and teams that will. That's it. The Packers model, they will. They'll pay Jaden Reed after two more years of what he's done.
Well, who's the last team that said, nah, we're good on a second contract for a stud receiver?
It's the
because all these teams this offseason are all like they might do the whole show and dance of we're negotiating like I don't know if we want to do this. They all end up doing it.
It's the Titans, right? They're the last team that said no thanks.
Yep.
And then they signed Calvin Ridley to big money.
Right.
Two years later, after realizing that when they let AJ Brown walk, it was a mistake.
Because even Diggs, Diggs was not on. They had already signed him. Like that's a different phase of his career a little bit.
I mean, the Bills ultimately got Diggs at a bargain. He got extended right before the big, huge explosion at the position he played.
Also before his explosion at the position.
Yeah. He got a good contract.
Yeah.
And they got good value.
And if the Titans are the only real example of, hey, stud receiver is about to go into his first big payday, and you say, now we're good, the Titans look moronic for doing that.
Yep. Cincinnati's worth watching here because the Bengals notoriously do not pay. Some of these teams just have different policies and how much they're willing to guarantee and all that. And you've got T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. Neither has been signed long-term. Either one could have been.
Right.
There's been plenty of debate whether or not they would sign them both and have Burrow. Well, they signed Burrow, and Higgins must be as good as gone. They drafted Jermaine Burton. So Higgins going to go somewhere, and I wonder if the Bills will be in on Higgins. I don't think so. I don't think that's necessarily what they would want, but again, it's a year from now.
I mentioned that a little bit earlier, is that just it's going to be... You don't have to replace Diggs in totality. You don't have to... Diggs was maybe the best receiver in football over 4 years. And if he wasn't number one, he was number two or three. Like, he was up there. You don't have to replace a top three receiver in the league. You don't need to get a top three receiver in the league to be a Super Bowl winner. But the point might be it's going to be hard for them to ever replace Diggs. Because the bar is so high for what that was. He was an elite receiver. And, like, just, there was no argument about it. He was just, the numbers were there, the route running was there, everything was there. So, like, if they sign T. Higgins, that will be good. He will be, what is Higgins? The 15th best receiver in the league? Maybe, like, it doesn't even really matter. It's just,
maybe
you don't have to get Diggs 2.0. Because getting Diggs 2.0 is going to be almost impossible. That guy doesn't become available all that often. A guy that you could trade for that, oh, yeah, he's one of the three best receivers in the league.
Right, that's Ayuk, and the teams balked at it and didn't trade for him. Pittsburgh punted, and Cleveland didn't do it either.
Well, Pittsburgh, doesn't it sound more like Pittsburgh just didn't have a receiver that the Niners could take back?
Here's one of the things that's funny. So Diana Rossini reported that it would have been – the trade might have been done if it was done a little bit more elaborately. Like, okay, the Niners wanted Cortland Sutton for a third. And
right.
Diana Rossini's tweet said that if they could have had a top flight receiver come back, it would have happened. First off, Cortland Sutton's not a top flight receiver.
No.
Not at all.
No, he's not.
But he does run slants a lot, and I think that's a big part of the Kyle Shanahan offense, and you know they have Ayuk running slants a lot.
Yeah.
So Sutton, he can do certain things. This is kind of like your point about Diggs. You might not be able to replace all of what he does, but can you replace the important parts? So here's the thing about the Niners. If they really thought Cortland Sutton was a top flight receiver, which is odd, and they didn't want to pay this, they were offering a third-round pick to Denver for Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
They have 2/3. They could have also offered a second. If you really didn't want to do this, it kind of doesn't make sense, the reporting that they were going to trade Ayuk to the Steelers for a second if they could have picked up Sutton for a third. Or maybe they wanted a first for Ayuk. Who knows? Here they are trying to trade a top receiver, top flight receiver, an actual top flight receiver.
Yeah.
Not getting their value, and the reporting from Diana Rossini was they wanted a different one, and they weren't willing to pay a third, more than a third.
Yeah.
Is it believable
that they would have traded Ayuk had they got a receiver they wanted? Because every step along the way, that was included. All the way back to the first reported trade package that we saw for Ayuk, way back at the draft. Remember there was the one report that the Jaguars called about Ayuk, and the Niners told them, we'll do it, but we want your first-round pick, and we want Zay Jones. We want that receiver included. Then New England and Cleveland pop up in the reports, and what's a part of that report? They want Amari Cooper, or they want Kendrick Bourne back, who had been on the team before.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And then it was about Pittsburgh. Well, they don't have the guy we want.
Pittsburgh should have traded for that guy.
That can't be what held it up, though, right?
I guess so.
It all broke up over that, just that you couldn't get a Cortland Sutton, Kendrick Bourne, Zay Jones level receiver back?
Right. Pittsburgh should have traded for that guy and then traded that guy to San Francisco. Zach and West Seneca. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I feel like I've called in and we've all talked about the receivers at nauseam here. Even Mike Schoep making a point yesterday. We're all kind of sick of it. But it's still hard for me to compartmentalize that they're going into a year in the position they're in. I understand it, and, you know, it's just the point you just made, Jeremy, like, they're either paying a guy or you're about to pay a guy. I mean, that's still true. The Bills are kind of doing both. They're still paying Diggs. He's just not here. I don't think for a second that if they had the ability and if somebody was available, they probably would have done it. They're just so cap-strung here.
Yeah.
Here's the hard part the Bills are in. They're never going to get a – and I know guys fall late. Ayuk was, a late first-round pick. They're never going to get a shot at a guy in the top 10. Look at the guys that went this year. You know, they would have had to give up, you know, a bunch of picks over the next couple of years, and they need those to reset and get this roster younger. They're just in this weird spot. I don't think Coleman's feelings much higher. I think he could be good, you know, but I don't think he's much higher than a number two, maybe, maybe a three. They still need a number one at some point. I think they'll keep looking for that, but they're just in this weird spot where I don't know that they'll – in order for them to get a number one, guys, they're going to have to trade an asset and pay him. I mean, it would have – they're not in a position to get Ayuk right now, but say next year, maybe Higgins is a free agent they look at. But if not him, you're going to be trading. I don't see any other way that they get a number one again. It's just not like how they got Diggs. Picking late in the first, they didn't want to get a young guy. That, you know, Allen was still kind of young. They're like, they wanted a proven guy. You know, they're going to have no choice but to get a proven guy and have to pay him where they pick. I don't see them ever picking, even if, you know, they falter to like 8 or 9 or 10 wins one year. I mean, it's still going to be upper teens to in the 20s, you know, picking, and that's just where it puts them. I mean, they're going to have to either get lucky and get a guy late, or there's no way they're going to get, you know, there's no way they get the Bengals.
The Jamar Chases. Yeah, thanks, Zach. To this point, like, maybe Coleman develops into a really nice player. Like, he's taken with the same pick that T. Higgins was taken with. T. Higgins was the first pick of the second round.
Mm-hmm.
That's Keon Coleman, first pick of the second round, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the second round has been a really good sweet spot. The thing the Bills, and, we'll see how this group grows. I think, you know, we could argue about receiver, and not everybody is as on board on the train as others, and that's fine. I think most would agree that maybe they've underfunded the position, if I could say it that way. Like, they've under-asseted it. I don't have the right words for it right now. You know, instead of three running backs in the second, and third round, if those had been three receivers and you just got a running back off the street, you might have a little bit better of a build and more depth, and you have a chance to hit big with one of those guys. Like, if you hit the best running back in football in the end of the second round, how long does that last for you? 5 years? Mm-hmm. If you had the best receiver in football, how long does that last for you? 15? 10?
Yeah.
Like, just there's more return on it. That's a fantasy football point as much as it's a regular point. And as you mentioned, Chase, it's funny. Like, anybody that thinks the Bills don't want this, Brandon Bean flat out said, I'd love to have a Jamar Chase. Remember that? But yeah. I don't want to finish in the top five.
Right.
I'd love to have a Jamar Chase. Well, so you could not sign him?
I just wanted so badly someone in the room to be like, what about a T. Higgins?
Sure, but Chase is top three guy.
I know.
But
at that time, remember, the thing about the Bengals was that they had three guys, they had Chase.
And Bean's part of his point, though, was I'd love to have a Jamar Chase because he was cheap. He was that good, and he was cheap. He's on a rookie contract.
Well, he also said he didn't want to be bad enough to get up.
Right, there. Right. But he was making the point about how the Bengals had an advantage about having a guy that good at a cheap price. And can the Bills ever get one of those again? And probably not without, well, whatever. You just have to find one that hits. I mean, this is Coleman. If Coleman is great, he'll be a bargain. Gabe Davis was an incredible bargain for the Bills for the entire 4 years of his deal, even if he's imperfect.
You just got to, yeah. And you got to, they've not invested much in the position. And they might, if Coleman's great, great. If Coleman's not, I'm going to want them to do it again. Line back up, swing at the next pitch. How the Texans were never, well, actually they were bad enough, I guess, to draft receivers high, but they never did draft receivers high. How did they land on their trio? I mean, Diggs is the addition.
Yeah, but Tank Dell's a third-round pick.
Tank Dell and Nico Collins were both third-round picks. They were day two picks. And they missed on others. They missed on, well, I guess what you call it, missed. John Mechie had leukemia. Like, it's tough to really gauge whether or not he's just a bad player or if he got career derail, but like the John Mechie before that, they drafted a third round receiver the year before that. Like they took swings and hey, they were 2 for 4, but who cares? They got there.
Well, this year
they swung at it.
This year is a bit of the culmination of a second rounder spent on Cook, a first spent on Kincaid, a second spent on Coleman. Like, okay, let's see this offense come together as they've been slowly building it. It's been my feeling that they're kind of meandering around this identity, and maybe they really strike it. Maybe they really find it, and it comes into its finished form this year with Brady. They've spent those high picks, I just rattled off three of them, on pass-catching options, and it should come together. There should be an expectation that it comes together for them, with, of course, a great quarterback. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550, the Hockey World waking up and reacting to the deaths of Johnny Gaudreau and his brother in an accident, killed by a motorist while they were riding bicycles. And it's on the wedding, his sister's wedding weekend, which makes it even equally or even more horrible. Kyle Brand also tweeting, by the way, that aside, Joe Andreessen on Good Morning Football right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right now?
He was at the UB game last night, and I saw a lot of people posting pictures of Joe Andreessen and thought, he should be saying every time he shakes somebody's hand, like, hey, Joe, calling him Buffalo Joe, Buffalo Joe. If you're Joe Andreessen, instead of calling me Buffalo Joe, I'd be like, it's Buffalo Bills linebacker Joe Andreessen. Please refer to me as Buffalo Bills linebacker Joe Andreessen whenever possible. Cool to see him getting a lot of the attention he's earned. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. We'll keep following the Gaudreau story. And we'll talk with Brent Axe coming up at 9 o'clock, a Syracuse football preview. They play this weekend against Ohio. Sabres announced theme nights, and I've got to tell you about the best giveaway they've got. They've got giveaways this year, and one of them stands far above the rest.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.